Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. Good morning, everybody. 6:25. It's a Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the mid-80s.
We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. You can watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. How you doing today, Jess?
Really good.
How was your live broadcast all weekend? I know you were out and about.
Yes.
Salisbury, back at Pohanka on Saturday. Yesterday, you were out at that fair that was going on at the Civic Center.
Yeah, it was a summer carnival, so everything was great. On Saturday, we were out at Pohanka Toyota, and we had a great time. It was so busy out there, but it was a beautiful day. And then yesterday, we were at the Civic Center. It was their summer carnival with Enchanted Magical Moments. They had the characters. They had carnival games. They had this bubble machine.
There was a lot of vendors out there,
Deadpool I saw. There. Lots of vendors. The food court was open. I mean, it was a really neat show.
Well, look, shout out to everybody who came through this weekend. You know, we were out and about, out on the streets in Salisbury, and, you know, good weekend.
So many P1s stopping through.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Got to shout out my son's 2028 DCP team.
Yes.
Great weekend. We ended up going to Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is about 4.5 hours away.
Okay.
At JMU. Mm-hmm. It was a showcase. It wasn't really a tournament. It was a showcase.
Okay.
And, you know, we were the younger guys. They played two games on Saturday and Sunday, and they ended up playing, you know, older guys, 17U. And, you know, it was something. Like I said, you know, as they get older, it turns into more about individual when it comes to baseball, yeah. You know, and getting the stats and, you know, whatever, if you're really going to pursue baseball. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, like the final tournament showcase of the season. So
nice.
JMU, wow. Beautiful campus, you know, Bryce had a huge double yesterday.
Good.
Out on the JMU field. Yeah, so that was great.
Very nice.
Was great. Some awesome plays, middle infield. But, you know, it was a good weekend.
Good.
It was a good weekend. So. But like I said, just being on, you know, on a college field and playing.
Oh, I know.
And,
yes.
You know, James Madison
experience.
University. It was,
yep.
And that whole, I don't know if you've ever been to Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I have not.
It's a hike. It's about 2.5 hours from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost kind of out in the middle of nowhere, like in the mountains in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get to Harrisonburg, it has everything.
Everything.
It's so crazy. Any first off, any food place you can think of,
they have it.
Anything, like anything, just think of a food place, they got it.
They have it.
Mm. Every chain that is like in America is
there.
At Harrisonburg, Virginia, right there around that college town.
I've never been.
I mean, there's so many
but college
options.
Towns usually are on and popping.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I mean, you know, I was laughing with Tracy. I was like, look, Bryce, I mean, he could come
consider
here.
Consider this.
He's got all the things because of the food places.
Consider this.
Nice,
you know you're going to eat good.
Nice baseball field. Nice baseball program. Beautiful campus. And the food. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, you won't mind visiting then.
Unbelievable. So every weekend. I mean,
yes.
That was great. It was great. So, but no, overall, you know, the college guys, you know, he's only, and he graduates in 2028. So he's 15. They're not allowed to really talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowed to talk to him at all,
yeah.
You know, but.
Yes.
Good experience for
yeah,
him.
Of course.
Yeah, it's hitting a double on that big college field. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. So definitely had a great weekend. White Marlin Open.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up. Yesterday, over 200 boats went out.
How exciting.
Did you see the Catch 23 coming
yeah.
in? Yeah, on Saturday.
Yes.
I mean, they played the music. They
that
did the thing.
That was just over the top. The
yeah.
pictures, the videos, MJ signing autographs, taking pictures, going down to the Coast Guard, getting pictures with them. I mean, all of it.
I know.
All of it.
I know. Well, fell a little bit short. Catch 23 coming in second place in the White Marlin leaderboard. Bill Fisher. By 1 pound.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Pound. Bill Fisher, 72 pounds. Catch 23, 71.
Yep.
So that was the top. I don't know about all
and
the prize money.
And I saw
money.
One of the scales, and it looked like it went to like 71.5. Then it went to 71. And I just kept staring at it like, what? No
I know.
Way.
Crazy. Crazy. So you got white marlin leaderboard, Bill Fisher in first, Catch 23 second. The blue marlin, still the Barber B, 929.5 pounds.
So they held that.
Crazy.
Wow.
I still can't get over. I know it's a white marlin tournament. I know. I still can't get over getting in on that boat, almost 1,000-pound fish.
Yeah.
But the 72-pounder beats it. Mm-hmm. I still can't. I can't fathom that. That's just so crazy to me. I would die. And at that point, when you had almost 1,000-pound pit fish, you were almost a 5 millionaire.
Gosh.
And then all of a sudden, somebody brings in the 72-pound pipsqueak, and you're like, damn. It's like, what? Are you kidding? That took an hour to reel in. We took 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I was reading one story. It took an angler like 5 hours to bring in one of his fish. Yeah, 5 hours. And they said other fish that came to the dock, it took about 3 or 4 guys just to get it off the boat.
And you have to follow certain rules.
You do.
You can't, like, they're saying, the rules are so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand any of them. But there's certain rules where certain people, only certain people can touch the fishing rod. Certain people can touch the line. I mean, they're so... Only one certain people can help. I mean, it's so crazy. Yeah. And if you break those rules, done.
Ow.
Disqualified. Mm-hmm. So there's been some controversy
there
over the
been.
Years.
I know.
About who, you know, has broken rules or who's done what.
Yep.
So, but
the measurements have to be right on point. The weight.
Yeah.
All of it.
Well, look, shout out to everybody who was in town over this past week. It was a great week, you know, for the town of Ocean City, for our whole area. I mean, look, our whole area, you know, is known for the White Marlin Open. We're the White Marlin capital of the world in Ocean City. And, you know, it's crazy. People all over the world talk about the White Marlin Open.
I know.
You know, it gets coverage nationally.
Yeah.
And it's just neat just seeing Michael Jordan out there. That's just, it's just
MJ.
Neat. You know? So, this is not a Mayor Rick Meehan week, right?
No.
Because we had him on last week. So, next week, I mean, we'll do kind of like a wrap up of the White Marlin Open with him. He lives down at Harbor Island where they do the weigh in. So I know he was there all the time. And, it'll be neat to, get a wrap up and get a little bit more inside. But, you know, people catching white marlin, blue marlin, tuna, dolphin, wahoo.
Yeah.
All of it. So. Definitely a great week. Hey, we have family 4-packs for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. All right, let's look somebody up. Before we get into trending stories, if you want a family 4-pack of tickets to the Wilmington Blue Rocks, text in baseball right now. Let's go. 302-858-5117. Text in baseball. Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, the Blue Rocks play at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington. And first up, it's Kent and Sussex County's Appreciation Night on Saturday, August the 16th. The Voice Radio Network and Power will be on hand that night. And you can enjoy a night of baseball, ballpark treats, and also hometown pride. So if you want it, all you have to do is text in that keyword baseball right now.
Yes, 302-858-5117. Hey, good luck.
Say what? Crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend
on Power 101.7.
All right, 6:33. Here's some trending stories on a Monday. The topicalfruit.com did another roundup of the 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
All right.
Dad bods were coming into style.
Ooh, okay. 10 years later, are they still in style?
Still in style. Dad bods. Also, Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd was the number one song in America.
Wow.
The Jets quarterback, Geno Smith's season was ruined when a teammate sucker punched him over $600.
Goodness.
Also broke his jaw.
But sucker punched him.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
10 years ago this week. Also, in a new poll, adults were asked how they felt about going back to school when they were kids. Because, you know, we're coming up on that time. 14% said that they were very happy about it. 16% were very sad. 51% of parents are happy about kids going back to school. A woman in California was at Chuck E. Cheese last week when she got her arm trapped inside of a kid's game.
No.
Yeah, the video is going viral. Firefighters came for the rescue and she wasn't hurt.
Oh, gosh.
So, IKEA is opening 10 mini locations inside of Best Buy stores in Florida and Texas. They'll showcase stuff from their kitchen and laundry lines. They're hoping people shopping for a fridge will decide to also redesign their kitchen. Mm. So we don't have any IKEAs around here at all, do we?
Up north.
Okay.
Further north.
Well, apparently they're opening up like little mini locations inside of Best Buys in Florida and Texas. Mm. We'll see, if that expands.
It's like, it's nice and it looks really cool. The designs, and when you go to the IKEA store, it's awesome. But when you buy the stuff, it comes in a box. And just, it's not the same after you get it home, take it all out, and try to put it together.
You got to put it together.
It's like 1,000 pieces. And it never goes together.
Isn't that like anywhere?
It never looks like how you see it in the store. It does not look like that when you get it home.
If I put it together, it'll look like it.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Right.
And it's like 1,000
pieces. No, I'll be honest with you. I'll be 1,000% honest.
And I like the store. You go in, everything looks so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the designs and how they have it all set up. And you can even go in and you're like, oh, this is my inspiration. Yes, this is what I want. And it's like a good price. Nope. No, forget it. When you get it home and you have that box and you take it all apart and you start putting it together, no.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. I am not good. I am not good at that kind of stuff.
And every now and then, if we have to get a desk or something like that,
yeah,
you know, maybe 10, 12, 15 parts to it. No, IKEA literally is like 1,000 parts. I'm not even exaggerating.
You said a desk?
And there's like little tiny
pegs. Screws.
And these little screws.
It's
like put this silver circle into the hole and then you have to get the perfect screw to go down the hole a perfect way.
And whoever whoever made like the little spots for the screws, sometimes they screw up. So they don't have them in the right spot.
You're right.
And then that messes you up.
Yeah.
And I've already got a short screw.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
And then I'm telling people to go screw. So it's like a whole thing.
And some parts are numbered, and then some of the pieces have letters, and it's just a mess.
I'd rather pay the $100 to have somebody put it together.
We have.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We have.
Have somebody else do it.
Yes.
I remember when the kids were younger, and I would have to put, like, everything had to be put together. Mm-hmm. Like, I would, my father-in-law, he would come down, thank God.
And help.
And he was good at it.
Yeah.
And he'd always bring his tools, every time he came down, every Christmas.
Yeah. Because
I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. So, thieves broke into a store near L.A. that sells LaBooBoo dolls.
Oh,
I don't know. Again,
this.
I don't know nothing about the LaBooBoo dolls. You said that you do.
Yeah, Jesse wants one.
Well, apparently thieves in an L.A. store cleared them out.
Wow.
The owner said $7,000 worth of merch was stolen. So people joked that it must have been one LaBooBoo, but apparently it was dozens. They retail for $28. Mm-hmm. God. And the place resells them for between $100 and $500 each.
Yeah, they do.
Are these like Beanie Babies?
Kinda.
How big are they?
The one I saw yesterday was small.
What do they look like? Are they like they're stuffed animals?
Kind of, yeah.
And they're that much?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, the one I saw, a girl had like a keychain on the head of it and she was hanging it off of her purse. And it was about, I would say, maybe 8 inches.
Where do you buy them around here?
She told me that she got it from a store on the boardwalk, so then I know that it's probably like a knockoff one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, I see them.
But the real one?
They're these things with
I have no idea how much it cost and where to get them.
With the ears?
Mm-hmm.
These are what they are?
Yeah. It has like big eyes and like teeth outside, like a big smile.
There used to be a store in Ocean City called the Mizzen Mast. It's not around anymore, but that's where you used to get your Beanie Babies.
Okay. And we still have some Beanie Babies.
They would come in with the new one and there'd be a line.
I bet.
What?
You know, people get into this
LaBooBoo dolls.
Yeah.
What?
And now this is like the latest thing.
Y'all are wild.
Yep.
Man, that's crazy.
But right away, I was like, oh, I was just being like, just friendly. And I was like, uh-oh, you got yourself a LaBooBoo doll. And she was like, hey, you want it? Here, you want it? And yeah. I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, no, no, no. And, you know, all the kids are looking and everybody's looking. I just thought it was cool that she had one hanging off of her purse.
Mm. And researchers are saying that electric vehicles might be making you more car sick. Mm. Yeah, the reason is we aren't getting the same clues that we normally get from gas cars, like the vibrations from the engine. And when we can't, like, anticipate what the car's doing, mm-hmm. it makes us sick.
Oh.
So, I don't know, car electric sick. Vehicles. 640, it's a Bill and Jessica show. Again, if you want a family four pack of tickets to check out the Wilmington Blue Rocks, text in baseball 302-858-5117.